It will make a tremendous difference. Well, tonight, the Wilt family, appreciate them being here, driving all the way down from New York City. Boy, I don't know if y'all remember, this dates myself a little bit, but there used to be an old salsa commercial. What was that, El Paso? Boy, them little fellas told them cowboys he was from New York City. They said, New York City, get a rope. Yeah, I remember that. But we're not getting a rope, brother. I'm telling you that right now. We're glad you're here and glad that you could come and be a blessing. And you have been, Sister Elizabeth and the children. We appreciate y'all. Brother, how many miles is it from Staten Island down to Georgia here? You're probably talking at least 800, huh? 700 miles maybe?
14 hours.
Okay, 14 hours. And you try that with a 8-year-old and a 3-year-old? Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, that can be tough. And a pregnant wife, amen. A bladder doesn't last as long, that's right. But anyway, we're so thankful. It's been a wonderful week, and you folks have been encouragement. Brother David, again, has planted Liberty View Baptist Church, and I believe this presentation, I kind of got a sneak peek. Just several weeks ago when Brother David sent this video out. And boy, I'm telling you, it will encourage your heart, folks, to see what the Lord is doing there in Staten Island. And we want to just let the Lord use it in our hearts to pray for them and to try to be a blessing to them any way we can. So Brother David, you come and introduce the video and just testify of what God's been doing, brother.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, it's good to be here tonight. First of all, I do want to say thank you for the wonderful accommodations, the good meals. It's just been a blessing. We often take people out to eat, very much like you guys have done for us. You know, we try to be good pastors there in Staten Island. We take out our people. So it's weird being on the receiving end of it after 3 years. There's not a lot of people who treat us to dinners and lunches. We're used to doing that for people. So I do want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart for all that. We just really appreciate that. And it's been wonderful. But, you know, God's been good. You know, during Bible college, God definitely burdened me for America, burdened me to be a church planter. Now, there's two ways to plant a church in America, or two schools of thought or whatever. You know, plant and stay and then be the pastor, or then plant and then call a pastor and then plant again. And we want to be church planters for the rest of our lives. We want to plant this one, and however long it takes until they can call a pastor, then we want to plant another one. And we always want a New York City or even a major city emphasis. We've even talked about D.C. We've talked about other parts of New York City. I am really burdened about even Manhattan. It's almost impossible because of the high cost. But you can still live in like Staten Island and do it. You know, that's how a lot of those guys do it anyway that are pastoring in Manhattan. They live in Brooklyn or Queens or Staten Island. So God's just given us a burden to plant churches. And I just wanted to, you know, make that clear tonight. That's really our heartbeat. And so I know we are 3 years in the work, but after we get this up and running and it's self-supporting, we'd like to just go on. We don't take a salary right now. We're not like getting double supported. Anything comes in just goes back out for evangelism and growth of this church, Liberty View Baptist Church. In fact, we tithe to the church. We just want it to get going, and we want it to be good. So that's kind of our heartbeat. And God has done great things for us. We wanted a team to go with us. In fact, years ago, we had planned to go with someone else that was going to plant a church in Staten Island. And back years ago, the guy quit, got 65% of his support, and then quit deputation. We were thrown for a loop because we knew God wanted us to plant a church, but we loved the team mindset. We loved the fact that we'd have another couple, and we said, God, what are you doing? Are you still leading us to Staten Island? It was just, we were going to help this guy. But then after a series of events, God called, and it was his will for us to continue that path of planting a church in Staten Island. Just God gave us that burden that he'd given to that man. And so, you know, but I will say, the next church we plant, we will do with another team member. We will do it with another family. There's no way I'm planting a church again by myself. We've seen God do it. But you know what? I may have some gray hair. Maybe I'm losing my hair. But you know, it's definitely been stressful. But you know, the grand opening was a huge success. Now the video, of course, is a little different than my other brothers. We still have our inspirational video of the vision, but this is kind of the 3-year update. So it gives you really from the beginning until right now. And every person interviewed in this video is in our church. Now they're not all faithful, and they don't all come every Sunday. A good majority do. But every person you see interviewed is in our church. Their families we've reached or led to the Lord, or they found our website or whatever it may be. But we reached them. We moved an area to where there was no independent Baptist church, and we planted one. We are now the second independent fundamental Baptist church. There's a Bible church in Staten Island, and there's a Liberian ethnic church That's all you have for 500,000 people. So we need to plant more churches there. It's the least churched borough for independent Baptists. So pray for Staten Island. Pray for New York City. New York City is the largest city in America. It sells itself. You would know that. We need thousands of churches planted in New York City. It's severely underchurched. On my list that I have, there's about 35 independent Baptist churches in all the boroughs. It's severely underchurched. We need at least 1,000 churches. Literally. I mean, that's what we need. So you almost need one per neighborhood, a church per neighborhood. So this time, let's show our video, and then afterward, I'm going to say a few more things, and my wife will give a testimony as well.
Amen.
About 10,000 people just right there in that neighborhood. Well, God's good. He helped us plant a church. My wife does have a short testimony. There's been some newer developments. Our neighbor, there's a young lady, college student named Emma, and we were able to lead her a friend of the Lord a couple weeks ago. And so my wife's going to kind of talk about Emma and just a little bit of how she's been a blessing and some of the other ladies. But at this time, Elizabeth, you can come give testimony to those ladies.
One of the neat things recently, since we even did the video, is across the street, we knew there was a lady that was a Christian. We had talking with her. She goes to a non-denominational church in town. And we were outside. We have people all the time at our house. I'm sure the pastor knows how that is or whatever. But we had some Bible studies one night, and so we were outside talking with some ladies in the street, actually, and this young lady that was 22 came out and said, "I heard you are a pastor." And we were like, "Yeah, we started a church here." And she said, "I just became a Christian 3 years ago, and I just moved back home with my mom to go to college in Brooklyn, and I've been praying for a small church. Do you go to a small church?" And we're like, "Yes." So we were so excited, because not many people look for small churches. They usually look for the big established ones. So that was really encouraging to us. But what's really been special about her in particular for me is that she not only has been faithful with coming every single week. She doesn't always come. She's in college, so she doesn't always come like on a Thursday night. But she comes faithfully Sunday mornings, and she started talking to me about drinking. She had given up drinking as far as like getting drunk. And so we were talking, and I was mentioning to her, because she still went to the bars though to hang out with her friends. And so then I was like, "Yeah, but you got to be careful that you're not tempted to drink anything." And she's like, "Well, social drinking isn't wrong, is it?" And so then I said, "Well, what do you think?" And so then I said, "Well, why don't we have a Bible study on it?" Well, we were going out of town the next day, so we kind of did a Bible study over the phone, and then we gave her a message that somebody had preached on whether or not social drinking was good or right. And the next morning she called us and said, "I promised God I would never drink again." And I mean, that's how teachable this girl is, and it's such a breath of fresh air, because it's very hard. A lot of the people there, it's been a very slow process with teaching them, and because most of our people in our church, like I'd probably say 75% of the people in our church didn't know where Genesis was. I mean, that's how unchurched they were. So that's exactly what we've been reaching, and that's what we went there to reach. But at the same time, like everybody still, it's been a slower pace as far as learning, because they have grown up not going to church. And so it's been a slow process with a lot of people, but this girl is so hungry for the Word of God. And so we're really encouraged with her. And then she's my neighbor on top of it. So she'll come over every once in a while and say, "I'm struggling with this." Or if she's been invited to a bar and she's tempted not to go out and drink, but just go hang out there with her friends, because she wants to hang out with her friends still, so she struggles. She'll call me on the phone and say, "I'm struggling with this," and she'll let me pray with her and stuff. And so that's a big encouragement. And I'm praying that excitement and enthusiasm for the Lord spreads to some of our newer believers, that they will end up being as excited too. So, anyways, that's the story of Emma. So.
Yeah, so, you know, our church is just, you know, we went to Staten Island and there's just no churches around, so we've have all new people. So that was our philosophy. We didn't want to plant a church and then collect Christians that are already saved. We wanted to reach somebody who was not saved, and God's helped us to do that. It's just a lot more work and, you know, new believer type of issues. But, you know, if anybody's had a quick question or anything about our ministry, just we'll take a quick Q&A. If there's something on your heart, maybe something you saw in the video, but right over here. Emma, E-M-M-A. Yeah, Miss Emma. Yes. Yeah, the 22-year-old, Emma. And then I led her friend to the Lord just 2 weeks ago in discipleship, and her name's Ariana. Pray for her. As soon as we get back, My goal is we're going to sit down with Emma, Elizabeth, and Ariana and myself, and I'm going to disciple. Emma is going to probably disciple Ariana. Emma's really solid. I've been discipling her, and she's about ready to disciple. So that's our goal even when we get back. So Emma is growing a lot. So. But her name's Emma, and Ariana, if you wouldn't mind praying. In the back here? Yes, we're hitting brick walls with that. I have a guy that is working a job, working with our teens, and I had him go out for 3 hours to just call and look at buildings, and just couldn't find anything within our price range. We pay about $1,000 for our storefront, and we're looking to double rent. And the church can pay that. It doesn't come out of anything we get from our churches for support. The church can handle, doubling rent, and we just can't find anything. So, literally, if I got back and tomorrow, let's say on Saturday, I find a building that's $2,000, we're in it. I mean, there's just nothing holding me back. We just have to find it. So that's just kind of the challenge has been. I look at a lot of stuff. It's $3,000 a month, $5,000 a month. There's even crazy things that are $10,000 a month. And these places aren't necessarily huge. It's just, if it's in a certain location, it just costs more. If it has the view of that skyline, you're paying thousands of dollars more. So, you just pay for the location. That's been some of our challenges, but would you pray with us over that? My goal is by December to be in a bigger building. We want to figure this out by the end of the year before winter. We want to move into a bigger space. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, right you, yeah. How are the snowstorms? Oh, a lot different than the South. We get tons of snow. Not as bad as the West, but we get, it's piled as high as cars. But I'm from the North. I love it. I just put on snow boots and shovel it out of the way and throw salt down, get my ice pick out. I'm pretty acclimated to that. And my wife's a little not used to it, but, we've been there for 4 years now. But, we get a lot of snow. It's dumped on us, but we love it. I love it. I love to shovel snow. I can shovel quick, can't I? I just like to shovel snow. I love cold weather. Snow does not bother me at all. I know that's probably a sin to say, but I love snow. God's put me exactly where I can be crazy, and I like cold, and God's put me in the perfect place. Any other questions? Let's take two more if you got someone in your heart. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, we moved. We were only 40% supported when we moved to Staten Island, so we've always been under. We're hanging around 7,000 of that original goal. 70% of the original goal. Now, I wish we had that much money. No, we're about 70% supported, so we could use about 10 or 15 more churches to support. But it's just something we've trusted God. I don't recommend that for any other church planter, but God's allowed us to plant a church. And, the church is suffering a little bit because of it, because we had to get a smaller space. So that's kind of why we take meetings like this. We could definitely get some more churches to help us plant a little quicker, I guess, financially speaking. But, yeah, so we're about 70%. Anybody else? One more. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. Yeah, well, and what we probably would have done is gotten partial support. We probably would have just got about $2,000 a month or even less and just helped him sort of as an assistant youth guy or just do whatever he wanted done to learn church planting firsthand and try to make less mistakes when you plant. When you plant and you've never planted before, you might make some mistakes. We might have made some mistakes. No, and so that was our goal. And so we really loved that model to just work out the kinks and figure out how to church plant. But then, so that would be my role, more of an assistant. And then, of course, we planted and I just became the head pastor or whatever. And I didn't have anyone to depend on, which, has hurt a little bit. Team missions, Paul went with the team. We believed in it and it just, God had different plans for us. Yeah. Yeah, sure. You can clarify. Yes. Well, ideally, what I would love to do is take some of our people in this church, like maybe Emma. In a couple of years, she gets married to a spiritual young man, and she'd be perfect, and her husband, or even Miss Francine in the video. She works in finance with a company for ferry advertising. Take some of these people, if they're willing. I can't push people, but, say if anyone wants to go, I would take people that we've reached. They know me anyway, and they know church planning. They've seen us do it. Or whoever, or if some young church planner wants to cut his teeth under us and get partial support, you know, just however it can work. But I definitely want to go with another group, another couple in some way, whether it's a Staten Islander. And we might even plant another one in Staten Island. It's just tremendously needy. We've learned Staten Island. Why not plant another one? We know the culture. We know the cost. It'd be super easy. But, you know, I don't want to do something just because it's easy, per se. I guess it's still difficult. But, you know, we want to do God's will, whatever God says. If he says go to Manhattan and pay tons of money in rent, you know, we'll do that. It's crazy. I know a church in Manhattan. It's a church planner. They pay $7,500 in rent. You know, but if God's called us to that, but, you know, he's reached, you know, lawyers and doctors, and they pay that, and they pay his full salary and a youth salary. I mean, it, you know, and they, I know what the youth guy makes, so I'm friends with him. So, you know, just, it's a different world when you go to Manhattan, but yeah, that's our burden. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, if you have any other questions, just see us at our table.